I'm going to jump back to a thought about that. I was talking to a friend about the Democracy Spring witness, and he said that he didn't know if that was strategically wise, that now might not be the best time to advocate for reform legislation. After all, we have a Congress that's so mired in not working together. Is there a reasonable hope that this kind of democracy reform legislation might actually be considered?
Well, honestly, I would agree that if our goal was that we really, I'll just speak for myself, not the people who started this initiative, but I do not expect this to pass now. However, I think this is the perfect time to make a statement for a democracy movement and to get people excited about a democracy movement. I was leafleting in Harvard Square last weekend, just handing out and talking to people, and a number of people were very excited about what I was telling them, and two young women, early 20s, prayed for me and the cause. It was very moving. And yet there were also others who said, I would approach people and say, are you alarmed about the state of our democracy? And several people said, I'm not alarmed, I'm cynical. I'm not alarmed, I'm in absolute despair. So I think that what is needed right now, because of that sense of pending doom, we need to find our strength together. We need to say to all Americans that we need a movement of citizens that are united, that we will not vote for people who do not support campaign finance reform, this kind of legislation that can get money out. Ultimately, also, we want absolute disclosure of all campaign contributions. We want voting rights restored. I don't know if you saw that recently, but in the main county there in Arizona, the Phoenix area, that they cut the polling stations drastically so that now hours and hours people have to wait to vote. I mean, there is a real assault on the right to vote. So I'm saying, to me, it is a perfect time. For me, it's absolutely perfect because it helps me fight despair, to come together with others. We were motivated in part, we meaning Small Planet Institute, we were motivated to create something called the Field Guide to Money Out of Politics that anybody can access on our website, Field Guide to the Money Out of Politics Movement. So if you're curious about organizations and what they're doing, it's very easy to get into this. You can see who's doing what and the core issues. So I think it's a perfect time to pick people out of their despair and to show how much solidarity there is across political parties about the destruction of our core democratic values, and that we will protect them. We are going to protect them.